You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Jennifer Collins, President and CEO of JDC Events, an award-winning event design company based in the Washington, D.C. area that positions corporate clients to strengthen their brand through strategic events. Jennifer, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
And we're equally pleased to have you with us. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, I understand you wrote a book. What made you want to write a book?
Well, the inspiration behind my book, Events Spark Change, really was to challenge people to rethink every event that they've attended or will attend in the future. This from the standpoint of what you walk away with, and the overall engagement and how that potential engagement could impact or change someone else's life. Because there are some who tend to think that the Super Bowl type events, you know, those larger events are the ones that are most impactful. But that's really not the case, because events drive messages, and it's really how they're built that determines their overall success.
Most definitely, totally agree with you on that. Now, how can events be built so that they can effectively drive your message?
Yeah, well, you know, in the book, I talk about, or I introduce, I should say, the SPARK model. SPARK stands for Sensory, Purpose, Activations, Resources, and Know-How. And what that all means is that sensory is really working the five senses into your events, because there have been studies that have shown that when you incorporate all of the five senses, you know, the seeing, the touch, the taste, the hearing, the smell, that creates a much more memorable and engaging experience. So that's important for those developing events to make sure that that's done. And then, of course, the purpose, the P in SPARK. You would be surprised at how many people really do not think about having an overall mission or purpose for this event. And so if you don't have one, you most likely are not going to land where you need to be. And then, of course, you have the A, activations, and that's basically just putting all of the details into motion, much like a maestro in an orchestra, you know, bringing in all the parts and all the different pieces. And then your R is resources, making sure that you have your time, talent, money, budget, all of that. And then, of course, the K in SPARK is know-how, and that's the expertise, that's the relationships, that's the skill sets that you need to make sure that you can be successful. So that's really a five-phase plan. And much like, you know, you could think about it, Eric, where you are on a plane and, you know, your pilot goes through their pre-flight checklist. Well, this can be considered a pre-event checklist, just to make sure that all of your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed so that you can produce a successful event.
Now, most events are put in place to form some kind of change. If you would, give us an example of how events can cause some form of change.
Well, I'll give you one example that I use in the book. And it's about a gentleman from Salt Lake City, Utah, who his topic of interest, or that he was most interested in working with, was chronic homelessness. So he was interested in how to really reduce the rates of chronic homelessness within Salt Lake. And so he knew of one particular way, but then he went to a conference and he learned another way. He took that idea that he learned at the conference, went back to Salt Lake City, implemented it, and over the next 10 years, the chronic homelessness rate in Salt Lake City was reduced by more than 90%. And that was all as a result of an idea that he learned at a conference. So, you know, when I read about that story, I thought to myself, you know, all it takes is one person, one community at a time, to really change the world.
It certainly does. One person and one community at a time. Totally agree with you there. Today we're joined by Jennifer Collins, President and CEO of JDC Events, an award-winning event design company based in the Washington, D.C. area, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Jennifer, what is one of the most common misperceptions about designing events?
I can give you many, but since we don't have that much time today, one of the most common ones is that anyone can do it and that it's not that difficult. And people really don't realize the extent of planning, the extent of strategic thought process and mapping and really designing the event so that it speaks to your objectives. They don't really have an understanding. Those that are not doing it, that is, they don't know how much time and effort really goes into it and all of the potential pitfalls that you can potentially experience in the process. So I think that's really one of the largest misperceptions, because often, think about it, when you're going to an event, you just show up and you have a great time and you see a lot of different things. Maybe you learn something new, maybe you hear some great music or whatever the case is, but you're not thinking about all of the hundreds and hundreds of hours that goes into the back, you know, the back of that event, the engine of how to build it to make sure that you, as the person that's participating in it, can actually walk away feeling as though that you had a great time and experienced something worthwhile. So I think that's one of the biggest misperceptions, is that people think that anyone can do it and there's not all that much that really goes into the process.
Jennifer, certainly been a pleasure to have had you. I'm sure our audience has been pleased as well to hear from you and what you're doing in the Washington, D.C. area. And we've talked about your book. Where can listeners get a copy of this book?
They can get a copy of the book, The Event Spark Change, on Amazon.com. It is there. If they just do a search, they will find it come right up.
Good enough. Amazon certainly is a convenient location to pick up your book. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest takeaways that I would like people to remember is that events drive messages. And so it is really important that you spend the time in the purpose phase identifying what is it that you really want to achieve with it, you know, because without deciding on your goals, you know, it's sure that you most likely are not going to get to where you want to be. So by, on the front end, spending that time to really define, to make sure that you have all the pieces in place, it really then will work to be a more impactful program that can potentially change lives. So it's not about you. It's very much about everyone else that's coming. And so spend the time in figuring out to make sure you develop a product that somebody can walk away and learn something from.
I certainly appreciate those concluding remarks, Jennifer, and I'm sure our listeners also want to know where they could get further details online on JDC Events and where they could also be in contact as well.
Yeah, feel free to visit my website, which is www.jdc-events.com. There are downloadable materials that might be of interest that help people who need to perhaps have a template standpoint on starting a budget or a timeline or any of those sorts of pieces that go into the event process. They are all on the website, as well as some other great information that they might find there on how to develop and design more successful events.
Well, certainly sounds like a plan. Again, Jennifer, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly has been our pleasure.
Thank you again.
We've been speaking with Jennifer Collins, President and CEO of JDC Events, an award-winning event design company based in the Washington, D.C. area that positions corporate clients to strengthen their brand through strategic events. And for further details, visit jdc-events.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.